Hello and welcome to the Consumer Goods Forum End-to-End Value Chain Podcast. My name is Joelle Mbuya Leclerc and I work in the communications team. In this podcast series, we'll be hearing industry insights from experts working towards collaborative solutions that benefit the entire value chain. Today, we have the pleasure of being joined again by Rajesh Ray, who is an associate partner at IBM India. And Rajesh will be speaking to us today about how to ensure visibility in your end-to-end value chain using Control Tower solutions. Hello and welcome back, Rajesh. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak today.
Great. So Rajesh, just to kick us off today, can you tell us what is a supply chain control tower?
Thanks, Joel. So there are different ways we can define supply chain control tower. But essentially, the way I look at supply chain control tower, that it is something which provides consumer goods companies essentially four different capabilities. The first one is giving complete visibility across the supply chain. Second one is collaboration and coordination across different supply chain functions and different supply chain partners. Third is help them in efficient decision making. And fourth is help them also to take action based on real-time analytics. And over time, there were different names coined for the supply chain control tower. So some companies tell it as command center, some companies tell it as control center, some of the software vendors define this as supply chain insight solutions, etc. But all of these essentially provides the four capabilities which I just talked earlier.
Thank you for that very clear definition. And so, Rajesh, what kind of value can consumer goods companies leverage by deploying these control tower solutions?
So that is just, I will probably extend what I just told earlier as the four capabilities. So the first type of value which the consumer goods companies can realize is visibility. By integrating data from multiple disparate systems, the systems can be of their own, this can be of their supplier, of their customer, or their other trading partners, which can be a third-party logistics companies, warehouse management companies, etc., etc. Now, unlike earlier, in today's days, for consumer goods companies, almost 60% of the data lies beyond the boundaries of the organization. So that means with your suppliers, customers, 3PL agencies, etc., etc. And where Control Tower can provide visibility across these different partners of their inventory, their shipments, and it takes all data in one console or in one place from these different systems so that the company get the complete visibility of what is happening in the supply chain. So that's, I think, the first one, very important visibility. The second one is collaboration and coordination. This helps them to coordinate with multiple tier of trading partners. So this means not just multi-enterprise data sharing, but to develop a orchestrated solution that enterprise control on the total value chain through orchestration of inventory, orders, shipments, forecast, etc. So if you look at in the earlier days, we used to talk about only coordination, which is essentially just the data sharing. We are not talking about that now. It's orchestration, means somewhere if there is a pool happening in the customer end, it can really pull the demand from end to end. So that's what I talked about, orchestration of inventory, orders, and shipments. The third and important one is managing all automated day-to-day operations, most by business rules, so that the supply chain managers need to take little manual intervention, and most of the work get done by business rules. So what I mean is that suppose if I'm having a business rule-based replenishment engine, so whenever a customer stock level falls below a limit, there is an automatic replenishment orders getting created, and the planner need not intervene in that. So Control Tower helps them in defining this kind of business rules and doing the supply chain functions, which is driven by these business rules.
How would you say that this entire concept and the technologies of control towers have evolved in consumer goods companies in the last few years?
So I think to answer this, we need to go back a little bit of history. So if you look at the first generation of control towers, when it first evolved in consumer goods companies, it happened in the logistics and transportation space, because logistics and transportation operations are the most outsourced operations in most of the CPG companies. So almost 80% of the companies typically outsource this operation. And that's why they needed visibility that what is really happening there, because this is done by totally someone else. And they, and many times it's a black box that what is happening there. So that's why they wanted to have a visibility on their carriers, on their logistics service providers. And that's why you will find that that's where the control tower typically started. And that's where it is still today. For most 50% of the consumer goods companies, control tower concept is still today within logistics and transport. So that's the first generation of control tower I tell. If you look at the next generation, now the next generation where control towers become popular in consumer goods companies are outsourced manufacturing. So as you know, today's consumer goods companies don't make everything of their own. They outsource a lot of their operations. So, and if they outsource their manufacturing, they need to have daily visibility of how their outsourced partners are doing against their manufacturing schedule, how much stock they are having in hand, how much capacity is available, what materials they are having with them, and those visibilities needed on a daily basis. So that's where, you know, control towers became quite popular in outsourced manufacturing, because that is something which they need visibility on a daily basis. Of late, what I call as third generation control towers, where it is getting popular is in the planning space. So many companies are setting up control towers in planning space as well, and to get visibility on their demand planning, sales and operations planning, distribution planning, and production planning processes, so that they can better manage their planning functions.
Rajesh, are there any major trends that you foresee in the space going forward?
So I see a few major trends. First thing is that it is evolving from a functional domain to overall supply chain. So as I told you earlier, it used to be a 10 transportation control tower or manufacturing control tower or planning control tower. So that's how the control tower typically started. It started in a particular function or particular domain. Though the company started talking of late about end-to-end control towers, where they will have visibility of end-to-end their functions, starting from production, planning, procurement, warehousing, transport, etc. Most of the companies are not there yet, but gradually they are moving towards that. So they are trying to increase the scope of the control tower to take more and more functions into it, so that it really becomes an end-to-end control tower. So that's the first major trend which I see. The second one is there is a lot of use of technologies like machine learning, advanced analytics, etc., to manage the function of control towers. And that's really a totally different level of sophistication, because this is not only provide visibility or just collaboration and coordination. Tomorrow's control towers will actually recommend what should be done next. So if there is a inventory shortage, and you know, or a frequent stock out happening in the supply chain at some particular location, tomorrow's control tower will recommend with the power of advanced analytics, artificial intelligence, and machine learning what the manager should do. And that's why the control tower is moving, so that you know it is not only left with the particular manager's experience to decide that what he should do next. Rather, a control tower enabled with these sophisticated technologies will enable or recommend them that what he should do. So that's the next generation, where from a visibility and collaboration, it is moving into a more recommended space, recommendation space. And third thing which I see is that, so many of the operations are moving from individual locations of control to control towers. So if you look at in the first generation, when the control tower started, many operations from individual factories or individual distribution centers had moved to control towers, but there the major focus was reducing manpower, because you know you get a lot of FT reduction, and that obviously gives you some savings. But increasingly, what we see is that tomorrow's control tower can really provide the competitive advantage to a company and their business, and it is just not FT reduction. So assume that if you're trying to move from a delivery model from business to business to business to consumer, so from B2B to B2C, and then you set up control tower keeping that goal in mind, and these control tower help you in making that new business model operational. So it's just not FT savings where control tower is targeted.
Great. So thank you very much for highlighting those three foreseeable trends. And now that we've understood the value, the business value that is of control towers, can you recommend to our listeners, I mean, how and from where can they start? Is this something that they can build on their own, or is this something that they need to buy?
Okay. So I think that's an interesting question. So there are different models exist here. So essentially, the first thing is that when you want to start on this journey, the first thing is that what you need to look at is that what we expect from these control towers. So if possible, try to note down what are the improvements in KPI, or what are the business function improvements that I'm looking from this control tower. So that's essentially very important. And so there are two parts of setting this control tower. One is organization-wise functions, which is essentially probably moving people from your different factories or operation centers to a centralized location where you run a particular function like procurement or planning or logistics. So that's about more about, you know, how you structure your organization. And the second part is you know, what kind of softwares, technologies, and applications which you want to run. Now, in the second part, in the applications, in terms of selection of applications, technologies, there are a lot of software providers who provide ready-made solutions which can be enabled in control tower. And some companies, on the other hand, follow a model of building something from the ground up, which we call as a custom applications. So from my experience, my recommendation will be that first you look at what are the kind of functionalities or what are the kind of business process improvements you are looking at in the control tower. Second thing is that you also look at what are the kind of organizational setup changes you need to do in terms of having the right people to manage these control towers, so that you know this can be really giving you competitive advantage. And third part is the technology selection, where if possible, first look out for the packages which are available in the market, do a proper evaluation of that, and if you find 80% of whatever you are looking for from a technology perspective to enable the control tower is available in a ready-made package, go for it. Otherwise, if you think that most of it, what you are looking for, is not available, then probably you need to think about building custom applications for that, and we just need to be built ground up.
Okay, thank you very much for those clear practical steps. That's very helpful. And I mean, if our listeners would like to continue this discussion with you, Rajesh, can you remind them where can they reach out to you to chat to you a bit further?
So my mail ID is rajesray@in.ibm.com. People can always send me a mail, and I am available on LinkedIn. So if you just type Rajesh Ray, so you can find me on LinkedIn. My contact number is 9830678171, and you need to start with +91, which is ISD code for India. So you please feel free to contact me in any of these channels you want.
Great. Well, thank you very much once again, Rajesh, for coming on our podcast to share your insights about how to ensure visibility in end-to-end value chains using control tower solutions. That was very, very interesting, and I'm sure our listeners will be reaching out to you to speak more about this.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, John.
And thank you very much to our listeners for tuning in to yet another episode of the End-to-End Value Chain podcast. And be sure to catch the next one. In the meantime, to listen to previous podcast episodes, or for more information about the End-to-End Value Chain initiative, please visit www.tcgfvaluechain.com.